becoming aware of the breath now. We're breathing together, you and I. The beating of our sacred hearts, the light-filled portal for source light to anchor on this planet, they are harmonizing now. Your heartbeat and mine. The pulses, the waves of light and frequency and vibrational signature that are yours, yours, Master, to anchor on this planet. Smooth pulses now, soft, coherent. Breathing yourself off of the proverbial merry-go-round just for now, jumping off. Other aspects and threads of your life are going to just continue to amble or spin, but they're going to do it without you just for now. Just for now. So we are in a process. We're in many processes, of course, parallel and simultaneous. But this one that we've been primarily working with and bringing our attention to, and working through and alchemizing, actually, with our presence and our focus, and with our innate mastery, with your innate frequency and vibrational set point. Efforting or no efforting, you are alchemizing. So we've been working with this thing that has been there, and we've known that we needed to look at it, address it, speak it, face it, have the conversation about it, or just sit with it. It is something that probably by this point in our process, we've been avoiding it. But now, most of us, we've come to the place where even if, as we said last week, even if we have not yet spoken it out loud and catalyzed that new, even potential timeline that might come about from the speaking of that, it is something that now we are aware of. And even in our deepest places, we have faced. So here's what might be happening now. As yet again, this cleansing rain just pours down. I love it. The Wednesday evening thunderstorm. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Support from all around. We'll take it, won't we? What might be happening now is this. We are now trying to continue to move forward, to move in the way that we used to move. to show up in our life, our relationships, in what is essentially now an old energy way or paradigm. Where, from a quantum standpoint, a logical standpoint, the solution exists at a different frequency. We know this. The solution, the resolution, the higher timeline potential of that thing that we were avoiding and now are facing and are realizing we've got to dismantle this. We've got to unravel, alchemize, transmute this. That bundle exists, of course, at a different frequency, a different vibration than the solution and the resolution. And a lot of us right now, we're now trying to hold both. Do you feel it? In your body, maybe. Body, as we have said so many times, is ground zero. It's ground zero for this tremendous and powerful and challenging and what the fuck were we thinking shift that we're going through right now. So something might be showing up in the body. If we continue to try to move energy and to navigate frequencies in the old ways, move old energies through the neural net, the gross and subtle energy systems of the body, while still holding on to this bundle that represents an old configuration, probably an energetic or an emotion or a belief that wasn't even yours. If we continue to try to do that, we're going to create a blockage. These two energies, they're not going to comfortably coexist in our bodies, in our lives, in our relationships. So once again, we come to this idea that we have touched upon before, several months ago. This idea of moving energy differently. And when I was tuning in, actually, what I was getting was much in the same way where a few weeks back we were saying, oh, there's this thing, and we know there's this thing, and we've been avoiding it, and we don't want to face it. Yes, there's the thunder. Dun, dun, dun. But even then, the message of support each week was, it's okay. You know, start by just softening around the edges of it. Start by just feeling into it, leaning into it, as it were. So in the same way, perhaps now, it might be the word that was coming, the energetic that was coming, that was needful right now to help us to navigate this stage of these two different energy bundles that now we're trying to hold. Interestingly, the energy that came up and the word is intensity. Now, there is intensity being reflected to us in the outer world, in this projected, this matrix that is being projected to us, and this outer world as tremendous intensity. And that is causing an actual lived experience, of course, of intensity within us to some degree, mentally, emotionally, physically. But I think this was arising, this word and this idea, this energy bundle, as a, not a solution exactly, but a tool to use as we navigate this phase of the process of dissolving the energy bundles that are not a vibrational match to your highest aspect of self, your mastery aspects. Intensity could look like bringing in a renewed intensity of intention. It might be something small where in the morning when you wake up, before your feet hit the ground, as we say, you could say something, declare something like, "Oh, I give thanks for another opportunity to anchor source light onto this planet at this incredible time. Blessed I am to be here now, rising in my mastery for the good of all beings." Right? And say that with a little bit of, ta-da, intensity. Imbue that aspect of your being and your mission with a little jolt of intensity now. Because again, we've talked about this, there is a lot of information and low sort of sandstorm type energies that are designed to scatter your energy, scatter your focus, dilute your intensity. An intense point of focus which would support you showing up as a master of light. And even if that issue or that energy bundle in your life, in your body, in your relationships, wherever it's showing up for you, or wherever it is that you know, that you've come to know, even if you still, there's still fear around it, perhaps the intensity can be something like, I commit to alchemizing every energy bundle, thought, belief, energy signature or imprint in my being that is not reflective of myself at the highest levels, that is not supportive of my mission at the highest levels. And though there are parts of me, the human construct, that are in experiencing fear and resistance, I commit here and now to the clarifying, the purifying, the alchemizing of all of it, come what may. Bring a little intensity to the game. And let your body feel that. Let your cells hear that. Saying it out loud. I'm a big fan. A lot of you know this about me. I'm a big fan of saying things out loud like that, especially. imprinting the quantum field. Your beautiful cells, 50 trillion beings of consciousness, are listening to you, and you are imprinting them. Bring some intensity to your declarations, to your reaffirmations of who and what you are at the highest levels, what you came to this planet to do, your commitment to this path. This is getting epic. This is getting Lord of the Ringsy. I love it. All right. So let us together, joining together, let's use breath to connect us even more. So we, this group, this Ascension Configuration group, are connected. And of course, that then our group, even in the precision, the complexity, the beauty of our configuration of light, that is, of course, just one nodal point on a larger grid of light. Light beings, light workers, star seeds embodied on the planet, masters of light throughout the dimensions. So we are one nodal point on a much larger grid. So we can tune into potentially multiple layers of frequency and support. So just taking a moment to remember that and start to expand into that potential. Breathe with intensity now. Let the body feel this. Let the cells feel this. If you resonate with the symbol, the actuality of the sun, you can use that as though you're going to breathe in light code. So it works, of course, very richly as a metaphor, breathing in highest light codes. But you don't have to. We can just, our focus is going to be on the heart right now. And the heart is the multiple layers. It is the physical heart, your sweet, wonderful, generous, indefatigable heart. It is your heart as an energy center, as a part of the greater energy centers of your body. It is the heart as the solar, the ascension stargate of your body. So we're going to breathe through the heart. And remember, the focus here is intensity. Feel it, see it, as though we're training with some amazing martial arts master just standing right in front of us. And we've really got to feel that almost in a disciplined sort of way. So we're going to breathe in. When you breathe in, breathe into your heart. And when you exhale, imagine that you can sort of press that light, those frequencies, into the cells of your body. All the way down, down through the body, up, up into the brain. Keep doing that. Breathing in. Exhale. Press that light, those frequencies, those codes and activations into the cells, every cell, into the bones. Keep breathing. Breathe in with intention, with intensity, into the heart. Feel your rib cage expanding. Exhale, pressing that light into the cells of the body. Every cell, the bones, the soft tissues, the organs, yes, into the organs, the pelvis, the hips. You can even use your hands as well. Those of you who have, we've done Qigong together, you can sort of draw as though you're drawing light and frequency into the heart. And then you can rotate as though palms downward. As you exhale, sweep the hands down across the sides of the body, down, down, as though you're moving that energy with focused intention down into the organs, the hips, the legs, all the way down, bathing each cell with light. If there is a part of the body that is holding an imbalance of energy, perhaps it is holding a part of that old dense energy bundle in what probably increasingly is a sea of higher vibrational energies in the rest of your body and your being. So if you want to, you can direct some of that intensity, that intensity of focus and intention, to that part of the body as well. Good. Now, same thing. You're going to breathe into the heart. And you can even turn the hands, if you're doing this with the hands, if that's feeling good for you, you sort of turn the hands, palms facing outward. And what we're going to do is as though you're going to expand your spherical field of energy around you with each nice, powerful, if possible, audible exhalation. Breathing in. Breathing out. And send your field out. Expand with intention. Fire up that field. Power up the light and frequency grids, the geometries of your own ascending energy system. Power that up. Flood it with light. Activate and expand. Breathing in. Exhale. Send your energy out, your energy field. Expand it, expand it. If you wish, you can press upward. We call this in Qigong pressing up heaven, pressing up, up. Breathe in, drawing the energy into the heart. Exhale again. You can rotate the hands so the palms are facing down toward the earth. Exhale down, send the field down, send floods of bright, blazing light frequency and codes through the field, around the legs, the hips, the feet, down below the feet. Power up your own energy field. Bring intensity, purpose, commitment. Good. And then you could just kind of let the body just sort of float in that. And the body, you know what the body is feeling right now? The body is feeling, ah, they've got me. It's okay. I'm held. I'm supported. I'm buffered. The body can rest. There's going to be a softening and a little, slight little unraveling of any a different kind of intensity or density in the body. You don't have to do it all right now. There is more time. There is more support. There are going to be more opportunities for us to come together and to support each other. It's okay. Just this, right now, just do this right now. Bring more intensity to your intention. Bring a little mama bear energy to your intention to be there for the body, to be there at the highest level possible for your mission, for how you are called and invited to show up. Because it's not just about how you show up in line at the grocery store or in the conversations with your family or your children or your relationships. This is about the light signature that you are anchoring on this planet. Reconnect to that with some intensity and some renewed vigor and commitment. And you watch things start to break apart. That which is not you at the highest levels, it will just start to break apart. It can't hold together. At that level of energy, frequency, configuration, and intensity.